There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone. Here at Hunter Industries, our innovative irrigation products are renowned worldwide for their efficient and conscientious use of one of the Earth's most precious resources, water. In the workplace, our most precious resource is you, our employees. Because you are so important to the growth and future of this company, Hunter provides a comprehensive benefits program that will promote the good health and financial security of you and your family. We realize that the medical, dental, and life insurance needs of each employee may greatly differ. To meet those needs, we've designed a flexible benefits program we call Flex. With their pink and crimson plumage and long legs and necks, flamingos cannot be mistaken for any other type of bird. People have long been fascinated by them. An accurate cave painting of a flamingo, found in the south of Spain, dates to 5000 BC. The ancient Egyptians used the silhouette of the flamingo as the hieroglyphic for the color red, and it also represented the reincarnation of Ra, the sun god. Today, images of flamingos are found in literature, enshrined in souvenir snow globes, and immortalized as plastic lawn ornaments. Cloud-to-ground lightning bolts are a common phenomenon. About 100 strike the Earth's surface every single second, yet their power is extraordinary. Each bolt can contain up to 1 billion volts of electricity. This enormous electrical discharge is caused by an imbalance between positive and negative charges. During a storm, colliding particles of rain, ice, or snow increase this imbalance and often negatively charge the lower reaches of storm clouds. Objects on the ground, like steeples, trees, and the Earth itself, become positively charged, creating an imbalance that nature seeks to remedy by passing current between the two charges. Most of the big shore places were closed now, and there were hardly any lights except the shadowy, moving glow of a ferry boat across the sound. And as the moon rose higher, the inessential houses began to melt away until gradually I became aware of the old island, here that had flowered once for Dutch sailors' eyes, a fresh, green breast of the new world. Its vanished trees, the trees that had made way for Gatsby's house, had once pandered in whispers to the last and greatest of all human dreams. For a transitory, enchanted moment, man must have held his breath in the presence of this continent.